今天是福音主日。
Today is a good day for the gospel.
所以我们再讲一遍福音的信息。
So today we're going to talk about the gospel.
特别是还有一些在我们当中的孩子。
Especially because there's kids here today.
我们需要把我们这个信仰的根基要打得坚固。
So we want to establish the roots of their faith.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这经的核心就是神的儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督。
Because at the center of our faith is Jesus Christ.
我们必须要认识他。
We must know him.
我们若不认识他，就不能够认识借着他所显明的这位上帝。
So if we don't know Jesus, then we can't know the God who has revealed him.
我们也不能够明白上帝的旨意。
And we can't know the will of God.
那么我们的生活呢，还是没有方向的。
And our life will have no direction.
我们做什么事情的时候还是没有根基的。
And everything we do will not have a base.
所以呢，我们需要认识这位耶稣基督。
So we must know Jesus Christ.
我们越认识这位耶稣基督，我们就能够越认识神。
The more we know Jesus Christ, the more we know God.
越明白神的旨意。
And the more we know the will of God.
我们向前行走的方向，我们才能够越有把握。
And we have more assurance of where we're going.
我们知道我们走错的时候，我们自己会知道的。
And when we go the wrong way, we will know.
因为我们知道神借着耶稣基督所显的旨意是怎样的旨意哦。
Because we know what God revealed through Jesus, His will.
因此，我们对这位耶稣的身份的认识是核心的部分。
And we know the status of Jesus. We know that that's central to the message.
耶稣是谁呢？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣就是2000年前出生在伯利恒为玛利亚所生的那个婴孩。
Jesus was the baby that was born 2000 years ago in Bethlehem.
跟我们的孩子出生的时候外表是一样的。
On the outside, he looks exactly the same as the children we have today.
没什么区别的。
There's not really any difference.
那基督是谁呢？
Who is Christ?
基督是神在永恒当中为人所预备的救主。
Jesus Christ is the Savior that God had prepared beforehand in eternity.
耶稣是我们能够看得见的。
Jesus is someone we can see.
而基督呢，是我们看不见的。
But Christ is something we can't see.
那么今天呢，我们就要知道这位基督，虽然他是神在永恒当中应许给人的。
So Christ is, although he was promised beforehand in eternity,
是看不见的。
We can't see him.
但是在2000年前，他成为可以被我们的肉眼看见的。
But 2000 years ago, he became flesh so that we could see him.
就是这位婴孩耶稣。
This baby Jesus.
因此这位婴孩耶稣呢，他有两重的身份。
So this baby Jesus has two statuses.
他是神。
The first one, he is God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他也是神为人所预备的救主。
And he is the savior promised by God.
那同时他又是人。
At the same time, he is also man.
只是他不是因为他的爸爸妈妈结婚而生的孩子。
And he is not a child that came because his parents got married.
而是神亲自使他的妈妈玛利亚怀孕生了他。
But God the Father, helped, Mary to become pregnant.
所以他又是神，他又是人。
So he is.God and also man.
他不是 50% 的人，也不是加上 50% 的神。
He is not 50% man and 50% God.
他是 100% 的神，又是 100% 的人。
He is 100% God and 100% man.
并且不是神突然想象当中的就给人的。
God didn't all of a sudden think of him.
而是在万有以前就为人所预备好的。
But thought of him way beforehand.
只是在2000年前使他成为了肉身。
And 2000 years ago, he became flesh.
被我们看见。
So that we could see.
或者是神亲自把他显明在我们面前，让我们哦，他这位耶稣原来是神的儿子。
So God revealed him amongst us so that we could know that he is the Son of God.
因此我们这位救主耶稣基督。
So our Savior Jesus Christ.
他的根不是在2000年前。
His beginning was not 2000 years ago.
他的根是在永恒当中的。
His beginning was in eternity.
只是在2000年前的时候呢，哎，显明出来，被我们看见了。
But it's just that it was revealed to us 2000 years ago.
我们不但可以看见他，我们也可以认识他。
So not only can we see him, we could know him.
他把神要救拯救罪人的计划、旨意，哎，宣讲给我们。
So God, through Jesus, God showed his plan to save sinners like us.
而这个救主呢，就是他自己。
And the Savior is Himself.
因此，我们要明白，这位救主是神所应许的救主，很重要。
So it's very important that we recognize that this, that Jesus is God's, Savior prepared beforehand.
他不是个普通的 someone 或者 somebody.
He's not a regular, just a regular person.
是神所预备的、应许的，并且赐给人的。
He is God's prepared beforehand and promised Savior.
也就是说我们今天能够在耶稣基督里边得救是神永恒计划当中的。
So the fact that we can be saved through Jesus Christ is something that God prepared in eternity past.
不是一个历史当中的一个突然的事件。
It's not something that suddenly happened in history.
所以我们明白了这个道理之后，我们的信心，我们的喜乐才能够充足。
So when we understand this truth, then our heart can be full.
因为这一切不是出于我们的。
Because all of this does not come from us.
是出于上帝他自己的。
It comes from God himself.
无论这救恩的计划，还是这救恩的完成，还是这救恩赐给我们，都是神自己的工作。
Whether it is the planning of this salvation, or the execution of this salvation, it is all the work of God.
不是我们靠我们自己能力赚来的、得来的。
It is not something that we can do on our own effort, something that we can achieve ourselves.
所以今天我们来借着耶稣基督的家谱，我们来看他是神所应许的救主。
So through this genealogy of Jesus Christ, we can see that Jesus is God's promised Savior.
把我们的信心的根基不是建立在两千年前，而是建立在永恒当中。
So we will build our faith not upon to something that happened 2,000 years ago, but something in eternity.
当我们提到这位耶稣基督的时候
，When we mention the name Jesus Christ,
我们你通常会听到这样说。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
Usually we will hear something like the descendant of Abraham, the son of David.
那我们前面我们都看到了，读到这节经文的时候，这个家谱的时候，我们都看到了，这里提到了亚伯拉罕，又提到了大卫。
So we can see from this scripture, here it mentions Abraham and David.
让我们可以明白，为什么称这位耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
So we can know why Jesus is called a descendant of Abraham and the son of David.
那其中有什么意义呢？
And what meaning it actually has.
我们一起来看。
Let's look at it together.
我们首先看他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So first we will see how he is a descendant of Abraham.
马太福音第一章的第一节和到第二节这样说，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
So here in Matthew 1:1-2 it says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
也就是说，这位耶稣基督，这位2000年前降生的这位耶稣基督，他是亚伯拉罕的后代，也是大卫的后代。
So this Jesus Christ who was born 2,000 years ago, he is the son of Abraham and the son of David.
那么后面他就说，亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
And then following it says, Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
那么我们既然讲到了说家谱，就是谁生谁，谁生谁，能够看到谁是谁的儿子，谁是谁的儿子。
So the genealogy shows us who is the son of who is the son of who is the son of who.
那在这里边，当讲到耶稣基督的家谱的时候，特别强调了他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So here it specifically mentions in this genealogy that Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham.
那和亚伯拉罕的后裔，亚伯拉罕和耶稣基督有什么关系呢？仅仅是后裔的关系吗？
So what is the relationship between Abraham and Jesus? Is it only that of a family relationship?
是。那与这他是救主又有什么关系呢？
And what does it have to do with the fact that he's a savior?
我们一起来看。
Let's look.
我们要回到创世纪。
We have to go back to Genesis.
创世纪，我们都知道，这位耶和华神，他呼召了亚伯拉罕。
So in Genesis, God had called out Abram.
那个时候的亚伯拉罕呢，不叫亚伯拉罕，他叫亚伯兰。
At this time, Abraham was called Abram.
在创世纪的第十二章第一节到第三节，就讲到了神第一次呼召亚伯兰。
In Genesis 12:1-3, it mentions the first time God had called Abram.
并且给亚伯兰应许，也就是说要和他立约。
And had given a promise to Abraham and made a covenant with him.
我们看神怎么说的。
Let's see what God says.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
也就是说，神要把亚伯兰拿出来。
So God wanted to take Abram out.
离开他的本地、本族、本家都离开。
And he wanted him to leave his country, people, and household.
第二件事，他不是单单的离开，而是要离开的目的是要跟着神去走。
And he's not just leaving for the sake of leaving, he's leaving to follow God.
神不但要带领他走，而且要给他一片地。
God did not only want to lead him out, but wanted to give him land.
然后耶和华神就这样跟他说，第二节说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
So God says this in verse 2, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
也就是说，当耶和华神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的本地、本族、本家的时候呢，给他一个应许。
So when the Lord called Abram out of his country, people, and household, he gave him a promise.
就是带领他要赐福给他。
To lead him and bless him.
要他成为一个大国。
So that he would become a great nation.
还要让他成为别人的祝福。
And become a blessing to others.
他不但自己在神面前蒙福，也能够成为别人的祝福。
So not only would he be blessed by God, he would become a blessing to others.
这是神给他的应许。
This is the promise given to him by God.
然后下边说，为你祝福的，我必祝福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And then it says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
什么意思呢？这里的意思基本就是说，他要做亚伯兰的神，他要保护亚伯兰。
So what does this mean? It means that the Lord wants to be Abraham's God and he wants to protect him.
那些为亚伯兰祝福的人，神也要祝福他；那些攻击亚伯兰的敌人，神就要消灭他。
So whoever blesses Abraham, God will bless that person, and whoever curses Abraham, God will take care of that person.
神呢，也要借着亚伯拉罕呢，使地上的万族都要得福气的。
And through Abraham, God wanted to bless all the peoples on earth.
换句话说，神是选择了亚伯兰成为一个祝福的管道，使神的祝福可以借着他祝福给万族。
So God has chosen Abraham to be a conduit of blessing to all peoples on earth.
那么拦阻或者咒诅亚伯兰的，实际就在拦阻神的祝福。
So whoever wants to stop Abraham and stop this blessing, then they are actually stopping God's blessing.
所以上帝给亚伯兰说，如果这样的人，我要把他挪开。
So God lets Abraham know if there's this kind of person, God will deal with them.
换句话说，如果亚伯兰按照神的应许和命令去做的话，没有人可以拦阻他。
So if Abraham lives according to God's promise and does what he is told, nobody can stop him.
没有人可以伤害他。
Nobody can hurt him.
没有人可以打败他。
Nobody can surpass him.
因为神要使用他成为上帝祝福的管道。
Because he is the conduit of blessings, of God's blessing to all people.
不是亚伯兰可以祝福别人。
It's not that Abraham can bless others.
是亚伯兰要被神使用成为别人的祝福。
But Abraham is used by God to bless others.
好，这就是神在呼召亚伯拉罕离开他本地、本族、本家的时候给他的应许。
So this is the promise given to Abraham when he was asked to leave his household and his country and his people.
好了，亚伯兰就跟着神离开了本地、本族、本家。
So Abraham did this. He left his land and his people and his household.
神就领他，耶和华神就领他去到了一个地方，这个地方叫迦南。
So God led him to a land called Canaan.
然后告诉亚伯兰说，这片地给你了。
And God said, this land I give you.
亚伯兰说，你给我没有用。
Abraham said, "It's no use if you give it to me."
你给我祝福没有用的。
It's no use if you bless me.
因为我没有儿子。
Because I don't have a son.
所以神说，我要给你一个儿子，你的后裔要像天上的星那么多，地上的沙海沙那么多的。
So God promised him that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
所以当亚伯兰离开他本地本族本家的时候，他是75岁。
So when Abram left his household and his country, he was 75 years old.
但是当亚伯兰100岁的时候
，But when Abram was 100 years old,
也就是说25年之后
，That's 25 years later.
神真的给他一个儿子
，God really gave him a son.
并且告诉他，你要给这个儿子起个名字叫以撒
，And told him you must name your son Isaac.
所以神应许给亚伯拉罕的，实现了。
So God.What God promised Abraham, it came true.
所以他很高兴的。
So he was very happy.
但是又过了十年之后。
But 10 years later.
十年左右啊。
Around 10 years.
耶和华神突然临到亚伯拉罕。
God suddenly led Abraham.
说你要把你所爱的独生的儿子以撒要献给我作为燔祭。
To lead his only beloved son and take him as a sacrifice.
神要显明亚伯拉罕的信心是怎么样的信心。
God wanted to reveal what kind of faith Abraham actually had.
但是亚伯拉罕凭着信心，他就带他的儿子到了献燔祭的地方。
So Abraham, with faith, he took his son and brought him to the place for sacrifice.
但是当他要献他儿子为燔祭的时候呢，他就看到了耶和华神为他所预备的那个祭物。
But as he was about to sacrifice his own son, then his eyes were opened and he was able to see the sacrifice that God himself had prepared.
因此神非常喜悦亚伯拉罕的信心。
And God was pleased with the faith of Abraham.
不是说神喜悦亚伯拉罕把他儿子杀掉。
He wasn't happy that Abraham was actually going to kill his son.
因为神既然把这个儿子给他，不会让他再杀掉的。
Because God gave this son to Abraham, he won't want him to kill him.
而是要显明亚伯拉罕的信心。
But it was to show Abraham's faith.
因此呢，在创世纪的22章第16节到第18节，神当告诉亚伯拉罕说：“你不要杀你的儿子，不要碰这个孩子的。”的时候
，So when God, in Genesis 22:16-18, He says, "Do not hurt your son."
耶和华神就跟亚伯拉罕说。
This is what God said to Abraham.
耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说。
So the Lord says, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son.
这句话的意思是什么呢？这句话的意思就是说，神说，你既然如此的相信神，那么我就要为你做一件事情。
So God's meaning is because you have done this for me, I'm going to do something for you.
十七节说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
So the Lord says to Abraham, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.
这里边讲的说论福要赐大福给你。
So here it says, I will surely bless you.
他并没有具体的说某样某样怎么样的赐福给你，而是所有的福。
He didn't say detail and to detail how exactly he was going to bless him.
而且这里告诉我们说，告诉亚伯拉罕说，你会有很多的子孙。
But tells him he will have many descendants.
并且你的子孙会得到仇敌的城门。
And also it says your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies.
什么叫得到仇敌的城门呢？
What does it mean to take the gate of your enemy?
就是没有什么敌人可以打败你的，相反，你的子孙却可以打败一切的敌人。
It means that none of your enemies can surpass you. On the other hand, you'll be able to surpass all your enemies.
那我们和十二章当中的耶和华神对他的应许对比着来看呢？
So when we compare this to the promise given in Genesis 12,
也就是说，神必使亚伯拉罕的子孙得胜。
God will help Abraham's descendants conquer.
不是说他的子孙凭着自己去得胜，而是耶和华神使他们得胜。
They will not be victorious according to their own effort, but God will help them to be victorious.
我们再往下看，十八节说， 并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
So verse 18 says, And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
我们留心第12章的时候，神给他的应许是万国都必因着你得福。
So in chapter 12 it says, all nations will be blessed through you.
那到了第22章的时候呢，神给他的应许呢，就更加的清晰明确了。
So it's even more specific in Genesis 22.
你什么叫你呢？是你的后裔。
What does the you point to? It points to his offspring.
也就是说，十二章中的你是指着到二十二章就明确是你的后裔。
So the you in chapter 12, actually it's talking about your offspring in chapter 22.
而且这里边我们用的是，他用的是单数。
So here it's using a singular.
它不是说你许多的后裔，而是你后裔当中的一个。
So it's not talking about all your descendants, it's talking about one descendant.
也就是说，神要借着你这一个后裔，你的后裔当中的一个，成为地上万国的祝福。
So God through one of Abraham's descendants will bless the earth.
哦，我们就明白了。
Oh, now we can understand.
我们就知道为什么称这位耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Now we can understand why Jesus Christ is called the descendant of Abraham.
耶稣基督就是神应许给亚伯拉罕的这个后裔。
Jesus Christ was the promised one given to, was the promised one given to Abraham.
就是能够给地上万国万族带来祝福的那一位后裔。
The one through whom all nations on earth would be blessed.
所以神不但在永恒当中为人预备了这样的一个救主。
So he's not only the savior prepared beforehand in eternity past.
并且他在不断的向人在启示他的旨意。
But he continually shows people his will.
他在拣选呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他就告诉说这个后裔出这个救主出自于你的后裔。
So he has chosen and called Abraham to be the one through whom would have the offspring that would be the savior.
因此，这位耶稣基督，神为人预备的救主，人称他为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So that's why the God's promised savior is called Abraham's offspring.
因为神应许给亚伯拉罕，这位救主是他的后裔。
Because God promised Abraham that this savior would come through him.
下边我们再说，他是大卫的子孙。
Now following, we'll talk about how he is the son of David.
那大卫的子孙和这个应许有什么关系呢？
What does David's son and this promise have to do with each other?
我们再来看家谱。
Let's look at the genealogy again.
这里边讲到了说，第三节说，犹大从他玛是生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰，亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门。
Here it says, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要耐心继续看下去，因为这是耶稣基督的家谱。
So we have to be patient because this is the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
然后下面说，撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。
So continuing it says, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife.
我们看到这个家谱当中，从亚伯拉开始，亚伯拉罕开始，不断的有人出生，出生，出生。
So when we look at this genealogy, starting from Abraham, there keeps on being descendants.
以色列当中最伟大的君王大卫王出现了。
Israel's greatest king David came from him.
我们习惯于称他为大卫王，实际上他的名字叫大卫。
So we're used to calling him King David, but his name's actually just David.
就是我们所说的大卫的子孙的那个大卫。
So
就是我们称耶稣基督是大卫的子孙当中的那个大卫。
So it's the, David that had, Jesus as his, descendant.
好，我们就 一直到第七节哈，我们就往下串。说所罗门生罗伯安，罗伯安生亚比亚，亚比亚生亚撒，亚撒生约沙法，约沙法生约兰，约兰生乌西亚。
It says Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah.
第九节，乌西亚生约坦，约坦生亚哈斯，亚哈斯生西西家，西西家生马拿西，马拿西生亚门，亚门生约西亚。
Verse 9, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah.
我们就到第十五节，说以律生以利亚撒，以利亚撒生马旦，马旦生雅各。
Now we're at verse 15. Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob.
所以我们现在看到雅各生约瑟。约瑟就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督耶稣从玛利亚生的。
So Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ.
所以我们看到从亚伯拉罕到大卫又到耶稣基督的降生。
So we can see how Abraham goes all the way to David, and then David goes all the way to the birth of Christ.
所以这位耶稣基督所出生的家族的谱系不单单是亚伯拉罕的一脉的，也是什么大卫的一脉的。
So we can see from this genealogy that Christ is not only the descendant of Abraham, but also the descendant of David.
好了，那我看说，那为什么称他为大卫的子孙呢？
So why do we call him the son of David?
仅仅是从这个家谱上面看他是亚伯拉是大卫的子孙吗？
Because is it only that he's the descendant of Abraham?
还是与他这个作为基督的身份是有关系的呢？
Or does it have to do something with his status as the Christ?
当然是有关系的。
Of course it has something to do with it.
所以我们要来看的是历代志上的17章的第7节到第14节。
So let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 7 to 14.
也就是说这位神耶和华神不但和亚伯拉罕立约，他也和大卫立约。
So not only did God make a covenant with Abraham, he also made a covenant with David.
我们看当神和亚伯拉罕立约的时候，应许他在他的后裔当中的一个要成为地上万国的祝福。
So God had promised Abraham through one of his descendants, he would bless all the peoples.
我们就知道这位耶稣基督就是所指的那亚伯拉罕的那一个后裔。
That descendant we know is Jesus Christ.
那我们再看大卫的子孙呢？
Now let's look at the son of David.
第七节这样说，历代志上第十七章的第七节这样说，现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说，我从羊圈中将你招来，叫你不再跟从羊群，立你做我民以色列的君。
So 1 Chronicles 17:7 says, Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says, I took you from the pasture and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel.
神也像呼召亚伯拉罕一样，也呼召大卫。
So God had called Abraham, but also had called David.
神呼召大卫之前，大卫是什么呢？是放羊的。
So before God called David, what was he? He was a shepherd.
因此耶和华神跟他说，以后你不要再做放羊的了。
So when God called him, he said, you will no longer be a shepherd.
你要做以色列的君王。
You will be the king of Israel.
也就是说神要呼召大卫，使他成为神百姓的君王。
So God had called him out of the pasture to be the king over Israel.
来管理，来带领神的百姓。
To lead the people of God.
以色列。
Israel.
第八节说，马上神就给他应许，神也给大卫应许。
So in verse 8, God gives David a promise.
这样说，你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在，剪除你的一切仇敌，我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
So God says to David, I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name like the names of the greatest men of the earth.
所以我们看到神给大卫的应许和给亚伯拉罕的应许很像的。
So we see that this promise given to David is very similar to the one given to Abraham.
也就是说神要帮助大卫建立一个王国。
Is that God would help David establish a kingdom.
而这个王国呢，要成为神的百姓的一个国。
And this kingdom would be of the people of God.
让人可以看到，那让那些其他人可以看到，哇，这是神的百姓。
So that when people saw them, they would know these are the people of God.
神与他们同在。
And God is with them.
神爱他们，带领他们，也保护他们。
God loves them, leads them, and is
带领他们，保护他们，也与他们同在。
And is protecting them.
第九节说，我必为我民以色列选一个地方，栽培他们，使他们住自己的地方，不再迁移，凶恶之子也不像从前扰害他们。
In verse 9, God says, And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning.
使他们不再四处漂泊，而过一个安定的生活，在一个地方。
So they would not be disturbed and go place to place, they would be planted in one place.
而这个地方呢，恰恰是神应许给他的先祖亚伯拉罕的。
And this place would be the place promised to their ancestor Abraham.
第十节说，并不像我命士师治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必制服你们一切的仇敌，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。
And verse 10 says, And have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel, I will also subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you.
神要亲自的来帮助大卫建立神百姓的国。
So the Lord himself wants to help David establish and build a kingdom.
那为大卫建立家室这件事情呢，就是要他也要有后代的。
So here when it says that he would build a house for him, it is also talking about descendants.
好像要亚伯拉罕有后代是一样的。
Like the same way that God talks about Abraham's descendants.
好了，第十一节就说，你受数满足归你列祖的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的王位，我也必坚定他的国。
So it says, when your days are over and you go to be with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom.
也就是说神又给他讲了，你呢，你会死的。
So God lets David know you will die.
但是呢，你的儿子当中的一个呢，会接续你，继续做以色列的王。
But one of your offspring will succeed you in being king.
那么这里边这个后裔呢，也是个单数的。
So here the word offspring is also singular.
那么我们就知道这个是谁，是他的儿子所罗门。我们刚才在家谱当中看到了。
So here, who is it talking about? We know from the genealogy Solomon.
好，下面就说了，他必为我建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So here Solomon, it says in verse 12, He is the one who will build a house for me and I will establish his throne forever.
所以神就应许他说什么呢？说你的儿子，就这个后裔，后来做你王位的这位，他会给神建造一个殿宇。
So, his son, his ancestor, he is the one who will build a house.
然后呢，他就说，并且呢，他要坚定他的国位，不被推翻的。不被人取代的，他要在那坐得稳的，直到永远。
So here it says that his throne would be established forever, so it cannot be taken over by anyone else.
我们现在就开始想象。
So we're going to start to think about this.
大卫死了。
David dies.
他的儿子所罗门继承他的王位。
So his son Solomon succeeds him on the throne.
他并没有做王直到永远。
But he did not continue on a throne that was forever.
他也死了。
He also died.
并且继承他王位的是他的儿子罗伯安。
And who succeeded Solomon on the throne? It was Rehoboam.
我们看刚才那个家谱当中讲得非常的清楚，所罗门生罗伯安。
So it says very clearly in the genealogy, Solomon was the father of Rehoboam.
因此我们就知道，耶和华神所给他应许这个后裔，现在开始不单单是在指所罗门了。
So now we know that when God made this promise, he was not only talking about Solomon.
我们看到神后边的话的时候呢，我们就会更加明白。
So when we see what God is talking about, we can look at the scripture.
并且耶和华神说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子，并不使我的慈爱离开他，像离开你以前的扫罗一样。
So here it says in verse 13, I will be his father and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him as I took it away from your predecessor.
所以因此呢，我们就看到了前面说那个后裔说的是所罗门。
So we know before when it talked about the successor, we know it's talking about Solomon.
耶和华神说他的王位呢要直到永远，他做王直到永远。
So it said that his kingdom, his throne would be established forever.
而所罗门并没有直到永远。
But Solomon's throne was not forever.
那后边神就说我要做他的父，就要做那个王的父。
And following it says, I will be his father and he will be my son.
而这个王要做神的儿子。
So this king would also be the son of God.
并且告诉我们说神说他的慈爱不离开这个王。
And God also promised to never take his love away from this king.
当我们看以色列历史的时候就是我们可以看到。
But when we see the history of Israel, we can see.
当这些后边的王不断的出现的时候的确有些很不好的王呢神并不与他同在的。
That many kings came from Israel and God was not with them when they were not good.
因为他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
Because they did what was wicked in the sight of the Lord.
因此我们就知道哦现在开始有点转了方向了。
So, the, direction was changing.
这个大卫的这个后裔不单单是指所罗门。
So we know that this successor of the throne was not only talking about Solomon.
后边我们会看到这个后这个开始指向的是谁。
We can see who it's actually pointing to.
然后14节的时候呢神又继续的给大卫应许。
So God continues to give David a promise.
他说我却要将他就是指这个大卫的后裔永远建立在我家里和我国里。他的国位也必坚定直到永远。
So pointing to David's descendant, he says, I will set him over my house and my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever.
他这里不单讲到了说这个大卫的后裔要做以色列的王。
So not only will David's descendant be the king over Israel.
这里提到了神说我的国不单是我的家而且是我的国。
But over the kingdom of God.
也就是说这个后裔要做神国里边的君王。
And that this son would be the king over God's kingdom.
那我们就知道这显然不是在指所罗门。
So, of course we know this is not talking about Solomon anymore.
并且这里说直到永远做王。
Because it says that he would be on the throne forever.
因此我们就知道大神在和大卫立约的当中应许给他这个可以在神国里做永远做王的这一位就是耶稣基督。
So we know that David's descendant that was promised to have a throne established forever, we know that this points to Jesus Christ.
我们怎么知道的呢?
How do we know?
希伯来书。
From the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书将它解明出来。
Hebrews shows us.
在希伯来书当中讲到这位耶稣基督的时候他这样说。
So here's what Hebrews says about Jesus Christ.
他说他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵就远超过天使。
It says, so he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
他讲到的说我们讲到的说天使已经是很高贵的了但是呢说他比天使他远超过所有的天使。
So, we all know that angels are already very superior creatures, but here it says that he became much superior over the angels.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为第五节说,所有的天使,神从来对哪一个说,你是我的儿子,我今日生你,又指责哪一个说,我要做他的父,他要做我的子。
Verse 5 says, For to which of the angels did God ever say, You are my son, today I have become your father? Or again, I will be his father and he will be my son?
因为神只有这样一位独生爱子。
Because God has one son.
就是生在大卫家的这位耶稣。
The one who was born in the house of David, that's Jesus.
所以我们看前面跟大卫在立约的时候
So we see beforehand when he was making a covenant with David.
在给他应许的时候
When he was making a promise to him.
说你的后代当中有一个他说我要做他的父他要做我的子。
That among his descendants there will be one who would be his son and that God would be his father.
希伯来书当他解明出来这就是神所应许给大卫的那个后裔。
Hebrews explains that this promised son was Jesus Christ that God promised to David.
以色列家要在神的国当中做王直到永远。
So he is from Israel, but he is king over the kingdom of God.
他就是神的儿子，基督。
And this is the son of God, Christ.
2000年前降生在大卫的家里。
So 2000 years ago, he came to earth through David's family.
因此我们称这位基督是亚伯拉罕的子孙，大 大卫的后裔，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
So that is why we call Jesus Christ the son of Abraham and the son of David.
所以神在永恒当中已经定下了这个旨意，已经预备好了这样一位救主。
So God in eternity past had already promised and prepared this Savior.
那他是如何显明给我们知道的呢？
And how did he let us know?
借着他呼召亚伯拉罕，呼召大卫，并且与他们立约，并且给他们应许。
Through his calling to Abraham and David and through the covenants made with them, we know.
当这位基督降生在马槽里的时候，
When Jesus was born in the manger,
人们就看清楚他的确是神应许给亚伯拉罕应许给大卫的那位救主。
We can see clearly that he was the promised Savior by God.
好，那我们再看天使又是如何宣告的呢？
So we can see the third point. How did the angels show? Or
这个记载在路加福音一章二十六节到三十七节。
You can see this from Luke 1:26-37.
这是我们都看过的。
This is some scripture we've all seen before.
我们很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with it.
我们不妨再看一下。
Let's look at it again.
说到了第六个月，天使加百列奉差遣往加利利一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名叫玛利亚。
So here it says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel.Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
这里告诉我们以色列人当中的一个习俗。
Here it tells us something that happened in Israel's history.
就是他们已经订婚了，但是他们不允许住在一起的。
So there was a person called Mary. She was already pledged to be married.
所以呢，也就是说，这个约瑟和这个玛利亚呢，他们俩已经订婚了。
So Joseph and Mary were already betrothed.
但是他们并没有结婚。
But they had not married yet.
所以他们也是分开的。
So they're still apart.
有一天呢，这个天使长加百列就来到了玛利亚这里。
And one day the angel Gabriel went to Mary.
因此称玛利亚是什么？是童女。
And said that Mary was a virgin.
天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想。这样问安是什么意思？
So the angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
所以这天使为什么忽然来找我，向我问安呢？
So why would this angel all of a sudden look for me and give me greetings?
而且天使首先宣告地说，玛利亚你蒙恩了。
And why would he firstly say that I'm highly favored?
蒙什么恩了呢？
What favor?
第三十节说，天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
So the angel says to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
啊，所以蒙的恩是什么呢？
So what is the favor here?
就是你虽然现在还没有结婚，
That although she has not married yet,
你还是个童贞女。
She's still a virgin.
但是神要使你怀孕生儿子。
But God will help, let her be with child and give her a son.
并且这个孩子的名字都起好了，叫什么？叫耶稣。
And even the name is chosen for him already. It's Jesus.
然后天使就开始宣告这个孩子是谁。
So the angel proclaims who this son actually is.
这个天使就说，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
So the angel explains, he will be great and will be called the son of the most high. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
这神和大卫立约所立的约是一模一样的。
So this is exactly the same as the covenant that God made with David.
他要做大卫的那个王的位置上。
He will succeed David's throne.
他要做了雅各家，就是以色列百姓的家。做这个王直到永远。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob, that's the house of Israel, forever.
他的国没有穷尽。
And his kingdom will never end.
地上没有哪一个国没有穷尽的。
On this earth, there's never has been a kingdom that didn't come to an end.
只有神的国是没有穷尽的。
Only God's kingdom will never end.
然后玛利亚对天使说，哎呀，我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？ 天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
So Mary says to the angel, How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以天使玛利亚也不明白说我还没结婚呢怎么能生孩子呢
So Mary doesn't understand. She's like, How can this be? I'm still a virgin. I'm not married yet.
因此天使就告诉她说这是神的能力使你能够怀孕生子。
So the angel explained to her that it's the Holy Spirit's power that will come upon her and make that happen.
而且所要生的儿子要称为圣者，要是神的儿子。
So this son will be the Holy One and the Son of God.
所以我们看到天使当向玛利亚宣告耶稣降生的时候。
So when the angel was proclaiming Jesus' birth to Mary,
就清清楚楚的。讲清楚了一件事情。
He clearly explained something.
这位玛利亚所要生的就是神应许给大卫那一个后裔。
The one whom Mary was to give birth to was the promised one that God had promised to David.
他不但要做以色列神百姓家的王直到永远。
Not only is he going to be the king over God's people Israel.
他也要做神国里的王直到永远。
He would also be the king over the kingdom of God forever.
所以我们今天就知道，哦，当这位神的儿子来临的时候，天使也如此宣告，正如应许给亚伯拉罕、应许给大卫的一样的。
So we know, when this happened, the angel clearly explained how this was the promised one given.The one promised by Abraham and David.
因此，这位神的儿子，我们的救主的来临，不是突然间的一件事情。
So we know that the coming of Jesus Christ wasn't something out of nowhere.
也不是说一个偶然的事件。
And it wasn't something very
occasionally. Huh? Occasionally. No.
It wasn't something that just came out all of a sudden.
啊哈，是神早预备好的。
It's something that God prepared beforehand.
而且应许给人了。
And promised beforehand.
神是无限的。
God is,
unlimited. 但是他却给人有应许。
But he promised people.
他答应要给人的。
The things that he promised people, he did.
2000年前，这样的启示成为了真实的。
So 2000 years ago,what was promised before came true.
好，那下边我们再看。
So let's continue.
那耶稣他又是如何显明他自己是神的儿子，是基督呢？
So how did Jesus show that he was the Son of God, the promised Christ?
借着他从死里复活。
From his death and resurrection.
那我们就知道，这位耶稣到来到这个世界当中之后。
So after Jesus came to this earth,
他不单行了许多的神迹
Not only did he perform a lot of miracles,
他也把神在永恒当中要拯救罪人的计划告诉了人
through Jesus, he showed everyone his plan to save people from eternity past.
就是神的旨意啊
The will of God.
并且他自己亲自被钉死在十字架上承担了神百姓的罪。
So Jesus himself was nailed to the cross and he took on the sin of others upon himself.
将神的百姓从罪恶当中灭亡当中拯救出来。
And the Son of God was taken out of death and was saved.
也就是说他不但宣讲了福音他也做成了这个福音。
So not only did he proclaim the gospel, he was able to complete it.
他不但宣告了这个救恩，他也做成了这个救恩。
So not only did he proclaim salvation, he worked out everyone's salvation.
啊哈！但是我们想，如果主耶稣他被钉死，然后埋葬了，就结束了。
So if we think if Jesus was nailed to the cross and put in the tomb and ended there,
那说明我们的罪还在我们身上吗？
Then our sins are still upon us.
我们并没有被赦免的。
And we have not been forgiven.
因此我们看到罗马书。
So here we look at Romans.
第一章的第一节到第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
我们看保罗如何说。
Let's see what Paul says.
保罗说耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音，这福音是从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Here it says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
首先保罗说，他说我是传福音的。
So Paul lets everyone know that he's set apart for the gospel.
不是我发明的福音，是神的福音。
Not his own gospel, but the gospel of God.
是神预备的福音。
The gospel that God prepared beforehand.
显明的福音。
And showed.
然后又做成的福音。
And had worked out.
啊，你们看圣经，圣经上写的非常的清楚，就好像刚才我们所读的圣经。
So in the Bible, it shows us very clearly, just like the scripture we see.
好，下边我们看保罗如何说。
Let's continue to see what Paul says.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So in verse 3 it says, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
也就是说，当耶稣被钉死在十字架上，然后被埋葬的时候。
So as Jesus was nailed to the cross and then buried in the tomb.
第三天，他从死里复活。
Three days later, he rose from the dead.
我们都以为说他是亚伯拉罕的子的后裔，大卫的子孙。
So we know that this is the descendant of Abraham and the descendant of David.
和其他的那些子孙是没有什么区别的。
If this is true, then Jesus is not too different than Abraham and David's other descendants.
那这位耶稣是如何显明他就是神应许给亚伯拉罕的那位，应许给大卫的那位呢？
So then how do we know that Jesus is that descendant promised to Abraham and David?
与其他的那些不同呢？其他的子孙不同呢？
Different from all the other descendants in the genealogy.
因为他从死里复活。
Because of his resurrection from the dead.
他自己显明，自己证明，他就是那一位。
So through that, he showed that he was that one promised.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信的是谁呀？
So brothers and sisters, who do we believe in?
不单是有许多的见证人所见证的。
So not only, one who has many witnesses.
小妹，不单是你爸爸告诉你的。
So not just through who your father told you.
是神在借着历史历代的先知向人不断的显明的。
So God has shown us in all throughout history through many prophets and.
当他去显明的时候，是在永恒当中已经预备好的。
He has also shown us that this is someone that God prepared beforehand in eternity.
而且2000年前道成了肉身。
And 2000 years ago, he became flesh.
有很多的时候我们会因为我们可以看见他，我们就轻视他。
So, a lot of times when we see, oh, if we can just see him, then we will
look down on him.
Look down on him.
但是他借着他从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子。
But through resurrection from the dead, he showed that he is the son of God.
谁能从死里复活呢？
Who can raise themselves from the dead?
圣经告诉我们，我们都要死在罪的里边。
The Bible tells us we will all die in our sins.
他却能复活。
But he rose from the dead.
表明他是无罪的。
And that shows that he had no sin.
但是我们知道，当他被钉死在十字架上的时候，他担负着神百姓的罪。
But we know that when he was nailed on the cross, he carried upon himself the sins of God's people.
换句话说，他是无罪的，他也担负着神百姓的罪，他却是从死里复活。
So, although he had no sin, he took all sin upon himself and he rose from the dead.
也就是说，神百姓的罪呢，可以被赦免。
And that goes to show that the sin of God's people can be forgiven.
这就是耶稣基督。
And that's Jesus Christ.
是神所应许的。
The promised one of God.
不是历史当中的某一个突发的事件。
So not just someone who appeared in our history.
而是谁在永恒当中为我们所预备的。
But someone that God promised before or prepared beforehand in eternity.
换句话说，你今天的得救，我今天得救，是神在永恒当中的旨意。
So that another way to see it is that your salvation, my salvation, is something that God prepared in eternity past.
尽管你可以说是某年某月某日某一个人传福音给我，然后我相信了。
So although you can say, but I was saved on this day by and told to about Jesus by this person in this way.
但是你却知道这是神在永恒当中的计划。
But you know that that was what God planned beforehand in eternity.
而是神在创造世界以先，还没有这个世界呢，不要说你爸爸妈妈，世界没有的时候，神已经有这样的旨意要拯救你。
So before this world was created, before the world even existed, God had a plan to save you.
神已经计划好要救你。
God already planned to save you.
完全是出于上帝，而没有我们自己任何一点点的功劳。
So all of this is from God. Nothing is from ourselves.
所以当你想到这一点的时候，你岂不兴高采烈？非常高兴。
So when we think about this, we are so happy.
因为这一切是不是出于你？
Because it doesn't depend on us.
全部都出于神。
All of this depends on God.
就好像你要到一个商店里边，你要买一个苹果一样。
Just what, like when you go to the supermarket and you want to buy an apple.
啊，许多的苹果。
There's so many apples.
你去了，你就拿了一个苹果，你就走了。
You go and you pick out an apple.
这个苹果可以骄傲自大吗？
Can the apple be proud of itself?
当然不可以。
Of course not.
这苹果能说，哎呀，我是因为，你看，不选你们，因为你们不红，选我是因为我红。
Do you think the apple would say, oh, look at you other apples, you were not chosen because you're not red, I'm red.
尽便如此，我们上帝所给我们的恩典也不是这样子的。
So even if it might be like this for apples, that's not the way God gives people grace.
我们完全没有任何一点好的地方可以让上帝看得啊，非常高兴的。
There is nothing good in us so that we could please God.
如果说你买这个苹果是因为它红的话，
So you can say, oh, I bought this apple because it's red.
我们在上帝的眼里丝毫没有可爱之处。
We actually have nothing lovable in the eyes of God.
但是上帝凭着他良善的本性，
But according to God's kindness,
和他完全的慈爱，
and his steadfast love,
他拣选我们，也救我们。
He had chosen us and called us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要清楚我们的救恩是怎么来的。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be clear about where our salvation comes from.
如果我们以为是我们获得的，
if we think it's something that we should be able to get on our own,
那当我们失败的时候，我们就会觉得说，哎呀，这个我好像就没得救一样。
Then every time we fail, we'll feel like, oh, maybe I'm not saved.
当我们觉得我们自己很好的时候，我们就觉得特别啊，我得救了。
But when we're performing well, we might think, oh, yes, I'm saved.
不是的。
It's not like that.
这是神要救你，要救我。
It's God that wants to save you and me.
我们不会因为我们不是因为我们哪里好而赢得了这样的救恩。
So it's not that we have anything good about us that we have won our salvation.
我们也不会因为我们生命当中的一些失败而失去这救恩。
We also will not think that because of any failures we will lose our salvation.
因为这位上帝和人迥然不同。
Because God is not the same as people.
人可以改变的，上帝是不可以改变的。
People can change. God does not change.
他要救我们，就可以救我们到底。
If he saves us, he will save us to the end.
所以我们就知道，信耶稣基督是多么的重要。
So we know how important it is to believe in Jesus.
甚至于有人，圣经告诉我们，离了他，什么都没有。
So the Bible tells us, apart from him, we have nothing.
而主耶稣却给一切相信他的人有个应许。
But Jesus promised to everyone who believed in him.
他说有子的，就是说有他的，连父也有了。
He who has the son has the father.
我们何等欢喜快乐。
Shouldn't we be happy about this?
不仅仅是因为我们这个救恩是多么的稳固。
So, not only is our salvation solid and firm,
而是更是因为这位上帝完全出于这位荣耀的上帝。
But it comes completely from our glorious God.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望我们能够，虽然这是最基本的。
So brothers and sisters, although today we learned the most basic.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你在下面你也说，哎呀，这我已经听过好多遍了。
Maybe a lot of you will think, oh, I've heard this so many times.
但是我每次思想这件事情呢，我已经思想过无数遍。
But every time I think about this, I know I've thought about it 50 or more times before.
但是每次我思想的时候，都让我喜乐不已。
But every time I think about it, I have joy beyond measure.
所以我就很愿意去思想这件事情。
So I'm willing to think about this over and over again.
我不会觉得说这是最基本的，我就轻视它，我就哎呀，我知道了，不会的。
I won't look down on this fact just because I've heard about it and thought about it over and over again.
而恰恰相反。
On the other, it's conversely,
每次我思想的时候，我却能够被喜乐和平安所充满。
Every time I think about this, I will be filled with peace and joy.
因为我不是在想我自己。
Because I'm not thinking about myself.
想我自己的时候，我就忧闷；想我自己的时候，我就愁烦。
So when I think about myself, I'm depressed.
因为我总是失败。
Because I always fail.
但是上帝永远都不失败。
But God never fails.
我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子，永远都不失败。
Our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He never fails.
因为他的根在永恒里面。
Because He is rooted in eternity.
他不会随时间而改变。
And He does not change over time.
他永远都不改变。
He'll never change.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
也是确实的盼望。
And this is our sure hope.
真实的盼望。
Our true hope.
这个世界都会变。
The world will change.
神永远都不会变。
God will never change.
这是我们信心的根基。
This is the basis of our faith.
神应许给亚伯拉罕的实现了。
What God promised to Abraham came true.
神应许给大卫的他做成了。
What God promised to David came about.
神在他儿子耶稣基督里边应许你应许我的他也做成了。
The promised Messiah beforehand, everything that was promised came true.
我们有什么可以挂虑的呢？有可以忧虑的呢
？What is there to be anxious about？
我们应该喜乐。
We should be joyful。
应该大大的喜乐。
We should be really joyful。
特别是现在，我们看到真的是末日越来越近了。
Especially now, we can see the end is nearer and nearer。
主耶稣所预言的那些风声越来越近了。
The calamities that Jesus predicted seem closer and closer to us.
主耶稣给我，神借着圣经告诉我们说，在任何环境之下都不要失去了你里边的平安。
And God tells us through the Bible that no matter what circumstance we are under, we should not lose the peace we have been given.
你要永远的让平安，主耶稣基督的平安在你的心里做主。
You must be guided by the peace of Jesus in your heart.
使徒彼得说
The Apostle Peter said,
当世界发生了许多的事情的时候
When all these things have happened in the world,
哎呀基督徒似乎好像也是遭遇了很多不好的事情
And many things have happened to the followers of Jesus.
彼得怎么说
What did Peter say?
彼得说你们不要吃惊啊不要吃惊不要 surprise.
Oh, don't be surprised.
这很正常。
It's expected.
虽然这个世界当中充满了黑暗充满了邪恶充满了危险
So although this world is filled with evil and darkness and danger,
但是我们却在神的光明当中。
But we are in the light of God.
甚至于圣经告诉我们说，他把我们神把我们藏在基督的里边，藏在他儿子的里边。
That is why we are in Christ.
所以圣经称这位耶稣基督说是磐石。
That is why the Bible refers to Jesus as the rock.
没有什么东西可以晃动这个磐石的。
Nothing can move this rock.
你是稳固的。
It is solid.
这是我们喜乐和平安的根源。
And this is the basis of our joy and peace.
盼望我们都能够得到。
I hope we can all get this.
因着认识这位神的儿子。
And know the Son of God.
他所应许给我们的耶稣基督。
This promised Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
你的话语安定在天。
Your word is sure.
你所给我们的应许永不改变。
Everything you have promised us will never change.
就是你要在你的儿子的里边，你要拯救我们。
Through your Son, you will save us.
你不但应许给我们。
Not only did you promise us,
你也做成赐给我们。
You have brought it to completion.
我们何等欢喜快乐在你面前。
We are so joyful before you.
没有谁可以胜过你的儿子。
Nobody can surpass your son.
没有什么可以抵挡你的恩典。
Nothing can block your grace from us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你继续带领你的百姓。
May you continue to guide your people.
拯救你的百姓
Save your people.
保护你的百姓
Protect your people.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.